turn our attention to hurling, to the Junior Hurling Championship. Well, it's been an eventful year so far for Dunloe Hurling. Well, they have booked their place into the Junior Hurling Final. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Cormac Harnett. Cormac, how are you? You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And, well, what has been a momentous weekend for Dunloe in the hurling front. They're well known in the footballing front, but they're in a junior championship, and a huge performance yesterday. They defeated Setanta-B 216-16 points, a game that ebbed and flowed, but your team came out on top.
Hi, Patrick. Hey, great to speak to you. Yeah, we're very, very pleased. I suppose at the start of the year we had targeted to perform at a reasonable level in what is our first year in adult hurling. So we've certainly done that and beyond. So yesterday was a rematch of an earlier championship meet between ourselves and Setanta, but we knew that Setanta, being the very experienced and organised group that they are, would present a whole different kettle of fish to us tomorrow, or yesterday, and they did indeed. It was a very, very competitive match. We pulled away maybe 15 minutes after the recommencement of the second half. But they clawed us back, and really, in the last 15 minutes, it was anyone's game. Now, we finished victorious by six, but it didn't really contrast the final 15 minutes, which was nail-biting and which was tense. And Setanta definitely had the upper hand in the closing stages. But luckily, we had done enough in the earlier part of the game, really, to sort of give ourselves a little bit of a cushion, which we definitely needed in the end.
And I suppose the big factor is that Dunloe has obviously had a big footballing tradition down there in the Rosses, and now over the last number of years have really sprung up in the hurling underage, and has played in under 21 finals, I do believe, and under 16s, under 18s, but now it's into the adult side of things. And well, for your first year to get into a junior final, tell us, what's the atmosphere like within the club?
It's fantastic. You know, hurling has really been accepted, and I suppose any new code in any new area, it takes a little bit of time to bed itself in, and there's always a little bit of wrangling for positions maybe within a club set up itself, but certainly our club and indeed the associated clubs of the team, because bear in mind we also have players from Limerick and Gidor and a player from Clonmel and Narasa, so there are a lot of clubs who are helping out in relation to its development, but predominantly it is sourced and funded and organised by Dunloe Club. And over the years, and particularly this year, they've been more than welcoming and supportive of the move from underage to adult. And you can see, in terms of our organisation and our structure, we're well prepared, and it's going very, very well. So, I mean, there's a huge amount of credit due to, I'm not the manager of the team. Ronan Mulligan is the manager, but we've got a very good set of selectors in Ronan and Stephen O'Dea and Porrig Lawler and Eddie Lacken. But the club executive have been a powerhouse really of support, and we couldn't ask for anything more. And it is a difficult transition from what was historically, you know, a football and a very successful and traditional football club into a dual situation. And, you know, full credit to them. It has been a successful transition, and we have a lot of underage hurlers, and now they're progressing into adult hurling, which is fantastic.
Huge day for you, and no doubt you had one eye on that game in McCool Park earlier today. Karen Donna, they came through the other semi-final against Aroa Ballyshannon, 114-11 points. So all preparation now for the final, Cormac?
Yes, absolutely. That semi-final today was a replica of last year's final. So Ballyshannon obviously won last year, and it was a cracking game. And they just narrowly pipped Cairn Donagh last year. So Cairn Donagh have reversed that result. And, you know, they will bring a lot of talent and a lot of experience, having been.
Yeah. Well, look, Cormac, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. What a weekend it is for Dunloe Hurlers in the junior final. They've got through in their first year. And, well, finals are there to be won, Cormac. And
absolutely,
hopefully...
Absolutely, buddy.